He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning end of the quarter. It's September the 30th. Do you know where your government spending is this morning? Well, it could all end this, at midnight, the stroke of midnight, I believe. So we'll see what happens. In the meantime, the markets never like uncertainty. And the threat of a government shutdown has got the markets not reeling, but definitely pausing here this morning. But who knows? Maybe it's the beginning of the end. We are going to analyze that here today. As for now, we've got the Dow down 131 points. The Dow is at 15,127, still giddy heights compared to where we were at the beginning of the year, and not that far from all-time highs. Got to keep that in perspective, don't we? The S&P 500 is down 11.7 right now. It's at $1,679.91. And again, giddy heights compared to where we began the year. Super giddy heights from where we were 4.5 years ago at 660, correct? We're at 1679. We're up 1,000 points. Let's remember that. Let's all bow our heads and say thank you. All right. We've got the NASDAQ down 29 points right now. We're at 3,752 on the NASDAQ. And let's not forget that we got a ways to go before the 5,300 all-time high. But these are definitely 52-week highs that we've been at and giddy heights for the NASDAQ, which has been very strong this year. The 10-year yield catching a little bit of a bid here. The 10-year, the bond market likes turmoil. It's at 2.61%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour where, we have a little bit of turmoil this week, a little bit of uncertainty. Who knows what's going to happen? Is this a pause in the 4.5-year-old bull market? Or is this the beginning of the end? Well, you know what? We're going to analyze that today. I'm not in the prediction business. I'm in the business of analyzing facts and interpreting those facts as best I can. I put my 20 years of experience behind me, 20 years where 5 days a week I sit at my desk and watch hundreds and hundreds of stocks trade, hundreds and hundreds of stock charts. Multiply that by 52 weeks a year. I mean, I've looked at tens of thousands of stock charts in my life. And I've seen lots of different threats come along to the markets, obviously, over time. And this is one more threat. And what do? When there's a threat to the market, we step back and we take a look at the facts that are out there as of now. On the overall big market picture, we take a look at the facts as they are now on the asset classes. Is it time to get back into bonds? The stock market's had one heck of a run here. I mean, we're up like, 16% so far this year on the S&P 500. The bond market's down like 8 or 9%. As a contrarian, shouldn't we be buying bonds here and selling stocks? Gold's down 23% so far this year. The market's up, the NASDAQ's up like 25%. Shouldn't we be buying gold mining stocks and selling tech stocks here? Shouldn't we have a contrarian point of view? Isn't that where the money is? Isn't that where the big opportunity lies going forward? Well, you know what? We're going to analyze that today. How has contrarian investing served you over the last year? Gold seemingly has been a good contrarian buy now for a year, and yet it continues to go nowhere. So we'll analyze it. We'll take a look at the big picture of the market. This bull was born 4.5 years ago. Wow, we're closing in on 5 years now. Next March, not that far off. We're, 48 plus six, plus seven, 55 months a bull. My show's been longer than that. That's been 10 years a bull, I think, some would say. But we have a bull market still intact. As far as we can tell, last week we reported on Monday that the bull was still intact. But we had some damage done to the market this past week. I think every day was a down day, just about, in anticipation of this gridlock. Washington gridlock? No. That can't happen, can it? That's never happened before. Well, how come we've had gridlock now for 5.5 years, it seems like? 5 years. We just can't seem to get along anymore. And now you've got another impasse that's got the markets reeling here, got the markets fretting, got the markets being nervous. So what are your choices? You could have sold everything last Tuesday when it became apparent that things were going to go south and things were not going to be decided and agreements were not going to be made before the impasse hits. You know, you drive up to Yosemite tomorrow, you're probably not going to be able to visit Yosemite or the Grand Canyon or Yellowstone, these national parks, because these government workers will get the day off until things are solved. So should we sell everything? Should we move to the sidelines until this impasse passes? You know, selling is not cheap. If you own 25 or 30 stocks, you multiply it by $7 per trade. That's a couple $100 to sell everything. And then you got to figure out when things are cool again and it's safe to get back in the water. And then you buy back in. And of course, you've just incurred 25 realized gains or 25 realized losses for your CPA to figure out next April. Another $200 to get back in. That's $400. What's it cost for the CPA to now figure out cost basis on 25 new ones? Figure out the realized gains or losses on the 25 that you sold? Yeah, it's a messy business. Creates a little bit of a problem to move to the sidelines in cash. Now, not that I'm not willing to do it. There's going to come a time at some point in time. But I can't imagine a circumstance where I would sell every stock in my portfolio and move 100% to cash. Usually it's one at a time here, there, over time. And then pretty soon I say, boy, look at that. Just like that, I'm 70% cash. It just kind of happened naturally. But that's not how the amateurs do it. The amateurs run for the phone and scream into the phone, sell everything. And they're got their badge of honor. I'm sitting in cash while both sides of the aisle duke it out. While the House and the Senate throw food at each other, I'm proudly on the sidelines. Well, it's messy business, like I say. It costs a lot to sell, costs a lot to buy, a lot of accounting to take place, a lot of taxes are due, short-term gains, blah, blah, blah. If you're a short-term trader, I can see it, you know. Why even take a chance here? You've got so many unknowns. But as an investor in best stocks now, I still say you take one stock at a time. And you look at your leadership stocks and you take a look at the chart and you say, how's it holding up today? It doesn't seem to care. This particular stock, Pharmacyclics, doesn't seem to care that the Republicans and the Democrats can't get along once again. And we've got to extend our credit card once again. And one side doesn't want to extend the credit card. The other side does. One side wants to hold Obamacare for ransom and the other one doesn't. Pharmacyclics doesn't seem to care. And then you go to the next stock and you say, does this stock seem to care about all of this nonsense? How about this one? But, you know, as always, you have to keep in the back of your mind that eventually this 4.5-year-old bull is going to fall to his knees and it's over. And when it's over, it's over. And then it starts getting ugly. And the bull turns to a bear. And you don't want to be in stocks when it's a bear. But the asset allocation guy says, well, you know, we've got you in a 50-50 stock bond portfolio. And I know that the stock market's entering into a bear. But that's the nature of the beast. Your bonds will offset the losses in your stocks. You see, I don't see the logic there personally. Just like this year, don't worry about your bond losses. We knew interest rates were coming higher, but we ride through it. We're 50-50 or 60-40 or 70-30. I still don't see the logic there. The only logic there is there's no work. Nobody has to do any work. We just ride through it, right into the ground. Well, when we come back, we'll take a look at the big question. Is this a pause in the bull market, or is this the beginning of the end of the bull market? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Radio Hour. Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and the Street.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app, which has sure helped me along the way navigate through what could be tricky markets from time to time, can't they? Very tricky. You have to make some big decisions. But I've always said that the market's all about making lots of small decisions as opposed to these big decisions. These people that are either all in or all out, they're making these big drama king, drama queen decisions all the time. I call that amateur hour myself. I think the smart investor takes a look at his stuff every day, does everything that they can possibly do to be in the right areas of the market at the right time, and then monitor that stuff very, very carefully. It takes time. You've got to put in the time. If you don't have the time to put in, you've either got to hire somebody to do it, or you got to become a passive investor and invest in a bunch of indexes and be done with it, right? The weekend warrior, yeah, you know, golf, there's weekend warriors. They're out at the driving range and they think they could become Tiger Woods by putting a few hours in at the range on the weekends and at the putting green. And I had a buddy that became really good. That guy had his clubs with him constantly. We'd have a barbecue at the beach and he'd be chipping out of the sand. And he won the amateur championships here in San Diego. He put in the time. And I think in the stock market, if you're going to put in the time, it's also very expensive education. Very expensive education. You learn the hard way sometimes. So, you know, I wouldn't trade the 20 years that I've been in the market for anything. I think that's way better than a four-year education at Harvard. No, I've been to college and all this and that, but I think my time in the market, in the business, is tenfold more valuable than in the classroom. All right. Okay. So the big question is, here's where we start. Should you be in the market in stocks at all? What if you're 60 years old right now? You're approaching 60. And conventional wisdom, the classroom teaches, the textbook teaches, most registered investment advisors across America teach that you should steer towards a 60% bond portfolio mix and 40% stocks. After all, that's what conventional wisdom, that's what the time-tested asset allocation theory has shown. Well, let's first look at the stock market. Should you have any exposure to the stock market at all right now? Should you have your 40% in stocks? Or should you have 100% in stocks and nothing in bonds? Well, here's how I determine that answer to that question for me and for my clients. Number one, I want to look at the stock market first, and I want to look at the big picture. And even though there's been a little bit of volatility here lately, with all of this saber rattling by the Dems and the GOP, which happens on a constant basis, let's step back and look at the big picture. Let's first look at the one-year chart of the S&P 500, which is representative of equities or stocks. It's still healthy. It's still in an uptrend. It's still in a primary uptrend. Another name for a primary uptrend is a bull market. Do you want to participate in a bull market in stocks? Or do you want to watch from the sidelines? Or even worse, do you want to be invested in an asset class that's not in a bull market? Now let's step back a little bit further from the situation. Let's take a look at a three-year chart of the market. It continues to be a raging bull. I'm talking about equities. I'm not talking about bonds. I'm talking about stocks. Stocks were at 660. 4.5 years ago. Today they're at almost 1,700. And as we sit here today, the big picture of the market is still bullish for equities. Okay, So I'm okay with being in equities. But I'm 60 years old, let's say. Shouldn't I have 60% of my assets in bonds and the other 40% in equities? Well, let's take a look. I rank 45 asset classes on a daily basis. Do I have my app here? Here it is. On a daily basis. And every day, I take a look at the ranking of those 45 asset classes. And every week in my newsletter, I list the top 8 asset classes out of the 45 that I rank. I don't want to go any further than the top 8, to be honest with you. I try to stay in that upper 10% of the market or so. So as I look at the top 8 asset classes in the market this week, once again, I see nothing that even smacks of a bond. In fact, in my opinion, the bond market began a bear market about a year ago, and I fled any exposure that I had to anything interest rate sensitive. I fled, and I've been 100% invested in the stock market ever since. I believe in tactical asset allocation, in moving where the action is. Why would you stand on the railroad tracks? I've used this analogy before. When there's a freight train coming called Ben Bernanke, the only way he can turn that spigot is to tighten the screws and to send interest rates higher. And he keeps threatening that he's going to do it, although he hasn't done it yet. The way he's going to do it is he's going to cut back on his asset purchase program. And just the mere mention of that has sent interest rates, what, from 1.5% to current 2.65, somewhere in there. And that's taken a big toll on the bond market. Did I give you good advice a year ago to get out of the way of the freight train? Yeah. But the people that stayed on the track, because the classroom says, and the textbook says, and the old asset allocation theory says, a 60-year-old person should have 60% in the bond market, they stayed on the railroad tracks, and they got run over by the freight train. Now what do? Well, you know what? It's never too late to pick yourself up, you know, lick your wounds, and move on. I believe in being in the best asset classes. I don't care if it's commodities. I don't care if it's stocks. I don't care if it's bonds. I don't care if it's inverse funds. If the market's reeling and we're in a bear market and the best place to be is taking advantage of that bear market, then that's where we're going to go. But for now, and over the last year and a half, the stock market continues to rule the roost, more particularly domestic stocks, small cap stocks, mid cap stocks. I continue to have no exposure to the bond market. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see 3 model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I mean, I don't get anything from the fund companies to recommend stocks, and there's no incentive for me there. That's all I do is I take the emotion out of the equation, and I just say, look, this is where the action in the market is. And where it's been, this is where the trend lines are at right now. We've got to ride those trends for all they're worth. And it's been a great year so far. As of Friday, my aggressive growth account was up 36% after all expenses. That's a model portfolio of 25 to 30 stocks. The mutual fund portfolio is up like 25%. So we're having a very good year here at Gunderson Capital Management. Why? Because we've been in the right areas of the market. And we haven't panicked every time something comes along. We take a look, we analyze it, we take it into consideration. Government shutdowns, fiscal cliffs, unknown election results, on and on and on, taper talk. We analyze each and every situation and we take a look at what impact it's having on the overall market, which shows up in the 1 year, 3 year trend lines of the market. We take a look at what impact it has on the asset classes in the market. Are the defensive asset classes like inverse funds, fixed income, the very safe, even gold, are they the ones at the top of the leaderboard right now, or at the bottom of the leaderboard right now? Well, as I said in the first half of the show, this year, 2013, is still all about stocks. I don't care what age you are. If you're 80 years old and they say you should have 80% in bonds, well, then put 80% into equities that pay dividends, that act like bonds. The only difference is you are an owner of the company and you're getting income instead of just being a lender to the company and getting income. Now, if you're holding your bonds to maturity and all this and that, and you're just after your income and you could care less about capital gains or capital losses or fluctuations, well, you know what, then that's a different ball game. But if you want your principal to have the potential to grow along with the income you're receiving, well, then I think the only game in town right now is dividend paying stocks and a good collection, carefully chosen. You know, pay nice dividends and they've grown over the years, but carefully managed also, right? When the stock market starts to go the other way, you got to have somebody managing those stocks for you. As of now, the leading asset classes in the market continue to be all stock related. Whether it's small cap growth, whether it's small cap value, whether it's micro caps, whether it's mid caps, whether it's small caps, stocks are still the place to be. And in my opinion, they're the place to be not only for capital appreciation, but if you're seeking income, I think that they're also the best place to be, especially the ones that aren't interest rate sensitive. Now that interest rates have come back a little bit here with all of this scare of taper talk, taper talk sends them higher. Government shutdown talk sends the interest rates lower. But now that we've had this little bit of a pause in the rising interest rates, I think you're in danger again of them going back up to close to 3. If they resolve this whole government thing tomorrow or the next day and the market shoots up 120 points, I think interest rates are going to start heading right back to where they were before. So I don't know. Look, everybody's got to decide for themselves. Along with the best asset classes in the market right now, the worst ones continue to be being short the market. Being short the market has been devastating to folks over the last 4.5 years, and yet they still wheel out the pundits on a daily basis that tell me to avoid financial ruin by getting out of the stock market. That's been very bad advice. At some point, they may be right, but for the last 4.5 years, they've cost you a lot of money. The S&P has gone from 660 to 1600 while these guys have been crying bear. And they continue to cry bear. And they continue to sell newsletters because there's a certain group of people out there that loves to hear that. That's music to their ears. And they wear their badge. I'm not in this market. I'm on the sidelines because I just know that it's all being held up by the Fed. It's all phony baloney. It's cost you a lot of money. The worst place you can be right now is short the market. The second worst place you can be, precious metals, gold and silver. Take a look. It's down 25% year to date. Anything commodity related. And lately, another bad place to be is anything interest rate sensitive. Because interest rates, in my opinion, the Fed has one way to go, just like being in the shower, and the water's too hot. What are you going to do? You're going to crank up one of the spigots, or you're going to burn. The only way he's got to crank that spigot is to tighten that spigot and send interest rates higher from here. I just don't like anything that's interest rate sensitive. And stocks and dividend paying stocks, you have that potential for capital appreciation along with your income. Now, let's drill down a bit further into the sectors of the market. The third quarter is coming to an end. Earnings season begins in about 10 days or so. What are the best sectors to be in as the third quarter comes to an end? Well, to be honest with you, they're still the same sectors that have been the best sectors to be in all year long. My app, the Best Stocks Now app, also ranks, I don't know how many, I got to figure out how many sectors there are. I probably have about 50 different sectors in the market. Everything from aerospace to agricultural to healthcare to medical to technology to utilities, and all on down the line. All the sectors are represented there. They all have equal opportunity. I'm an equal opportunity investor. Every sector. I have no bias against any sector of the market. I'd buy an agricultural stock in a minute if that's the place to be. And it was the place to be about 2 or 3 years ago. I owned a ETF, the symbol was Moo, M-O-O. Fertilizer prices were soaring. Corn prices were soaring. Oh, it was crazy. Nitrogen prices were soaring, and that was a great place to be. But it hasn't been a great place to be. The great place to be this year in 2013 has been the biotech sector, the internet sector, the pharmaceutical sector, the retail sector, the healthcare sector. Those have been the places to be in the market since the beginning of the year. And as we sit here today, entering into the fourth quarter of 2013, they're still the top places to be. As I look at my ranking of the best sectors in the market, I see virtually no change from last week, or the week before, or the month before, or 3 months ago, or 6 months ago, or 9 months ago. That's one of the reasons why this has been such a good year in the market. We've had a trend in place for a long, long time. That doesn't always happen. 2012 was a very challenging year because no trend would really last. Just as soon as a trend would get going, Mitt Romney would fall behind in the polls. Or Newt Gingrich would move ahead of Mitt Romney, or Barack Obama would fall short in his fundraising efforts, and the whole new trend would begin. And it's just been, it was one thing right after another in 2012. And now 2013, we've had some certainty. We know what we're dealing with. I would say that the leading trends, a lot of them have been built around Obamacare, believe it or not. The pharmaceuticals, the biotechs, the healthcare stocks are looking at 30 million new people entering into the system. Whether you like it or not, it's affecting the markets. And those that recognize it and see that these are the leading sectors in the market are gobbling up biotech stocks, they're gobbling up healthcare stocks, they're gobbling up pharmaceutical stocks, medical device stocks, and they're riding it all the way to the bank. I would not be up 36% this year in my aggressive accounts if I was in the wrong sectors of the market. What are the wrong sectors of the market? Well, if you continue to be invested in junior gold miners, anything interest rate sensitive, financials, you're in the wrong areas of the market. You got to be in the right areas. The right areas are still the right areas. No change again this week. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks.
stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with money manager, professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. You know, everybody out there, I think, wants to do better than the overall market. That's how a lot of money managers, mutual fund managers, newsletter writers, private investors, blah, 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 are judged, right? You've got the market out there, which is kind of a yardstick that money managers are measured against. Well, there's no guarantees. But to me, it begins with being in the right asset classes. If you wanted to outperform the S&P 500 back in 2008, which was down 38%, you would have had to have a big percentage of your assets in bonds at that time, because bonds were up 32% that year. So just getting that stock-bond mix right goes a long ways towards doing better than the averages. And obviously this year, if you have not been heavily weighted in the stock market, you're badly underperforming the market. If you've had a big chunk of your assets in bonds or precious metals or even the emerging markets, that has watered down your portfolio considerably. And I know you have to weigh it out in your mind, but isn't it riskier, Bill, to have all your money in just a couple of asset classes than having it spread out all over hex half acre? Well, when I see a railroad train, a freight train coming down the tracks called higher interest rates, I think that's riskier to stay on the railroad tracks than it is to get out of the way and put your money in a safer area, better performing area of the market. That's just me. Everybody's got to decide for themselves. So being in the right asset classes here in 2013 has been one of the big keys to outperforming the market. Let me just give you a couple of examples. The S&P 500, as of last Friday, is up 18.7%. So that should be your benchmark. Are you above that, or are you below that? Also, take a look at the small cap index, which is where I've told you to be all year. Small and mid caps, stocks, equities, domestic. The small cap index is up 27%. That's the S&P 600. The mid cap index is up 22%. So if you wanted to do better than the stock market this year, you've had to have been in the best areas of the stock market, which is small and mid cap stocks. That would have helped you, put you in position to possibly outperform the market. I've told you to stay out of the emerging markets all year long. So far this year, they're down 9% year-to-date. I use the Vanguard Emerging Market Index, VWO, as my proxy. It's down 9%. So figure it out. If you had 25% of your assets in the emerging markets, which I told you to avoid this year, that would have put a big dent in your returns. If you've had a big chunk of your assets in the bond market, and I got to believe that there's a lot of folks out there that are a little bit angry that they're only up 2 or 3% this year because they've had 50 or 60% of their assets in the bond market. 20-year treasuries, the long bond, U.S. long bond, down 12% year to date. 7 to 10 year treasuries, which are intermediate term treasuries, down 4.7%. And anything interest rate sensitive, for the most part, has been a very poor place to be, and it's really watered down your returns here in 2013. And I've told you since the beginning of the year to not have any exposure to the fixed income markets. If you've listened to my advice, you've had the potential here to outperform the market. You're looking at your asset allocation neighbors and you're saying, I told you, Gunderson said, get out of the way. There's a freight train coming. The bond market's going to get run over by it. And it did. And if you're that 80-year-old person that said, well, the textbook and my advisor tells me I should have 80% in the bond market in bond funds, you got run over by the freight train. And you didn't have to be. You didn't need to be. You could have. There was plenty of warning that that train was rounding the bend. And if you listen to the gold bugs on TV, you know who they are. They wheel them out all the time. And generally speaking, no matter if they wheel them out in June or in January or in November, they have a message for you. And they'll tell you that this is the most compelling buying opportunity for gold that they've ever seen in their career. I'm just saying, that's what they say. It's funny because when I see one of them coming on the TV, I say to myself, I'm just going to watch. I already know what he's going to say. And sure enough, here he comes. Now, at some point in time, gold will come back into favor. But the fact of the matter is this. Gold is down 21% year to date. 21%. So if you've had, and I've had clients that have left me because they didn't agree with me. And they put all their IRA money into gold. And I know there's other folks out there that have done the same thing, or they have a big... Now, if you're buying gold for that, you know, survival scenario at some point in time, that's different altogether. But if it's your college funds and it's your 401k that you're going to have to rely on someday to live off of, that was very poor advice that somebody gave you. And if in your heart of hearts you still feel that, you know, the economy is going to collapse, the dollar will be worth nothing, and the only thing that will be worth anything is bullets, gold, and wheat, which at some point that may happen. But you know what? We're going to get warning. We're going to watch the markets every day, the asset allocations, the sectors of the market, the individual stocks. And when those things start to rise, then it's time to get back in them. But for now, the worst places to be have been the bond market, emerging markets, natural resource or precious metals related. That has totally killed your performance in 2013. Now, what's going to lead the market in 2014? Well, look, we got 3 months left. We're going to watch it. We're going to watch for subtle changes. Who knows how long this current trend, which has favored stocks, U.S. stocks, small, mid-caps, technology stocks, is going to last. But we're going to ride it for all it's worth. Because as Yogi Berra said, with the baseball playoffs approaching here, it ain't over till it's over. This is Bill Gunderson. If you'd like to get in touch with us, we manage a lot of money across America, 855-611-BEST. Or get my newsletter. Send it out every week, pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.